Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, is joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, man, I'm excited about our program. I'm excited about our weekend together at the gathering.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing when the church comes together.
I am so shocked. We're going to talk about what's happening in San Francisco.
Yes.
And who would have ever thought that they would have a poop patrol?
It's real.
This is actually the district of Nancy
Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Former House Speaker.
And the wealthiest, from understand, she's the biggest fundraiser in all of Congress. And you think her district, we got to get to this, but they literally, you heard of Snapchat? Is that right? Snapchat?
Snapchat.
What do they have?
Snap crap.
This is legitimate.
It's a real app.
It's crazy.
It's a real issue.
But first, I want to be able to talk about specifically, we're such at a point in time that only you could describe this point in time. I think Pastor John Kilpatrick specifically nailed it. He said, when we had the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, we saw the both sides just galvanize, and they're just doing some weird, strange things. And it's like, you know, you're supposed to be the grown-ups in the room. Hmm. That moment, that time, was the tipping point. That moment, when America got to see exactly what was going on. And some of the things that was said specifically prior to that, and we talked about it on the program, is, you know, up to a certain point, and Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about this as well, that we were dealing with an Ahab spirit. But suddenly was going to come the spirit behind Ahab, which is a Jezebel spirit that comes out and begins to really try to control things and manipulate authority. We saw that happen at the Kavanaugh hearings, and now we're seeing people, you know, say they're part of casting spells and witchcraft and burning, you know, candles and what is, you're looking at a manifestation of a demonic principality called a Jezebel principality. It's not a male or female; it's a spirit. And it's a tipping point. And so when Brother Kilpatrick, Pastor Kilpatrick told me about that, I happened to see just after that, Donna Brazile, she was the interim chairman of the Democratic National Convention. And I love the way she talks about, you know, when she talks about food. She says, it's sort of like mixing collard greens together, and then you put cornbread in it. She knows how to talk to people because we can relate to that kind of food thing, but I don't like her politics necessarily.
No.
But listen to what she says, because she says too, she defined this moment in American history as a tipping point also. Let's join. This is Donna Brazile.
Unfortunately, Judge Kavanaugh said it himself. And, you know, last week he said what goes around comes around and the whirlwind. It feels more like a hurricane force is going to hit us in the future. Look, I don't know if it started when Mitch McConnell decided not to give Merrick Garland a hearing or the explosive revelations of the last week about Judge Kavanaugh. All I know, Dana, is that we're at a tipping point moment in this country. The Me Too movement is not going away. How are we going to deal with it in the future?
So those words hit me because when I heard Donna say that, you know, I thought that's exactly what Pastor John Kilpatrick just told me. And when he told, you could tell it. Everybody knows that it's a different time, it's a different moment. And it's the question is, you know, where are we going to go in America? Are we going to go to God's original intent for this nation, a Judeo-Christian nation? We're going to go back to one of the founding documents of our country, which David Barton talks about quite often, is the Bible. Even the one particular author that wrote 12 Rules for Young Men, whatever his author is, Peter, he's a popular guy right now, you can think of his
Jordan.
Name. Peter Jordan. He specifically was defending the Bible on the BBC channel, because they were attacking him because you're a believer or whatever, and I don't know if he's a believer or not.
Jordan Peterson,
and he talks specifically about you cannot deny the thousands of years that we've lived off the foundations of the truths that are involved in scriptures.
Yeah.
And so he uses in a lot of his arguments, you know, he's an intellect, and he talks about scripture. Well, the truth is, we're at a tipping point right now. If a person who supposedly professes not necessarily to be a follower of Jesus Christ, but uses God's word and understands that societies and the world revolves, and especially America revolves around the reality of our foundation, the reason why it's working, it's the best system, even he says it's the best system, and we know it. If you look around to other countries, it's the best system. It's not perfect, but it's the best system. It's because it's based on Judeo-Christian values. If you look at the laws, the prudent man, if you go to courts, they talk about, well, the prudent man would do this, the prudent man would do that. That's scripture.
Yeah.
When it talks about the unjust this or the unjust scripture, you go to the Supreme Court, you see Moses with the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. It's carved in over the Supreme Court. I mean, everything, I mean, it's just over and over and over. If you go to the Washington Monument at the very tipping point. It has Isaiah, right? A scripture, Isaiah.
No, it has, I believe, Laus Deo, and I believe it means Almighty or something. Just raise, yeah,
praise to God.
Yeah, praise
to God. And it's like, it's just who we are. You can't. You have revisionists who want to actually rewrite our history. Our history is what our history is: good history, bad history, but it's history. And it's a shame. So many people. We would talk about this early on years ago, where you had to take a special class, you know, to be able to understand this part of American history, or a special class for this part. Yeah. We need to. It needs to come
all together.
Come together.
And there's no denying that God, Jesus Christ, has always been part of the American history. I mean, look at our monuments. We did a program, several of them, you can go to the Torch and see them, all specifically about this. Right. All the monuments that have scripture. In fact, in the Washington Monument, the Bible is actually, there's a Bible inside that monument. Right. Yeah. And so it's that argument's over. But people are galvanized for this midterm election. Right. We want to encourage you to get out and vote, pray and vote, because it matters.
And if you haven't yet, you can go to vfnkb.com/vote. You can see it on your screen right now, vfnkb.com/vote. You can register if you hadn't registered yet, but also you can get informed about the values of the people that are running for office, because they fill out these voter guides, and it's amazing. I wanted to find out about the judges in our state, because you have to determine who's going to stay a judge and not stay a judge. And you're able to have people in the organization inside your state. For example, in the state of Florida, there's John Stemberger, who actually tracks the votes of the judges in the Supreme Court.
That's so important.
So you're able to say, hey, keep this judge, not that judge. And you can change, because it's the judges that determine things like this. In our city, they had we have a cross in a park. And people were wanting the cross, a few folks were wanting the cross to take down. Well, the people use the courts when the majority of the people don't want that. Well, they went to the courts and the judge actually supported it and said it needs to come down. And so they're appealing it. Well, that judge that it was taken to, and also the judge that they appealed it to, you vote for those judges. Mm. You can determine who determines whether that cross stays there or not. So you change those judges. So just don't vote them all in. You know, find out. You know, you can find out. Go to vfnkb.com/vote. And you can find out there how people stand on certain issues, so you can be a value voting person. As a matter of fact, you've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.